Trump Jr. rallies in Georgia for David Perdue. We need candidates who will actually fight. By Ashley Oliver on March 8, 2022. Donald Trump Jr. hit the campaign trail in Georgia on Monday to promote Republican candidates backed by his father, including, most notably, former Senator David Perdue, RGA, who is hoping to unseat Governor Brian Kemp, R, in the primary race for governor in May. Trump Jr. rallied in the solid red cities of Tifton and Cumming, touting his father's endorsement of Perdue and bashing the Biden administration, according to videos and reports of the events. In one clip, shared by a Fox 5 Atlanta reporter, Trump Jr. said multiple statistical impossibilities occurred in a handful of counties in the 2020 election, but that Democrats did not care because they got the outcome they wanted. That's why we need, again, people to understand my father is supporting David Perdue. He's supporting Burr Jones. He's supporting Vernon, because he understands that these people will actually fight. Trump Jr. added in reference to former President Donald Trump's endorsements of congressional candidate Vernon Jones, who was at the coming rally, and Lieutenant Governor candidate Burr Jones, who was at both rallies. In another clip, shared by Forbes Breaking News, Trump Jr. castigated President Joe Biden, whose average approval ratings are presently deeply underwater, asking the crowd, "Have you guys had enough of this failed experiment yet?" The one place where the Biden administration and Democrats have overperformed is I thought it would take them much longer to destroy our country, Trump Jr. said. Perdue, who appeared at both rallies, made mention of his Stop Stacy, Save Georgia tagline on social media in a post welcoming Trump Jr. to his state. Whoever wins the primary will face Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, who narrowly lost to Kemp in 2018 and is now running again, this time with a higher profile and a more advanced fundraising operation. According to a copy of Perdue's remarks in Cumming, the Georgia Republican told the crowd, "The biggest thing that could happen right now is that in Georgia, we elect a conservative governor to make sure that in 2024, we put a conservative Republican back in the White House and stop this madness. We also have to get the Senate majority back this year. And the only way to do that is to win this governor's race. With your help, we're going to make damn sure Stacey Abrams is never the governor of Georgia," Perdue said. Trump has waged a campaign to unseat Kemp because he blames Kemp in large part for his narrow loss to Biden in Georgia in the 2020 election. Trump has repeatedly attacked Kemp over the election, calling Kemp a Reno and characterizing him as complacent, in part for not calling a special legislative session to choose a set of electors that would override the state's popular vote. Kemp was adamant at the time that the move would have been against federal law and immediately enjoined by the courts. A consent decree, which Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger signed in March 2020, and calls for audits, which Kemp agreed with, have also been a source of Trump's gripes. The former president therefore quickly endorsed Perdue when Perdue announced his challenge to Kemp in December and also encouraged Vernon Jones to drop out of the gubernatorial race, likely with the goal that Perdue would annex supporters of Jones, who aligns himself with Trump, and Trump then endorsed Jones when he moved over into a congressional race. While Kemp has been leading Perdue in polls, a Trafalgar Group poll recently found that a significant portion of its respondents, more than 30%, were not aware of Trump's endorsement in the race, signaling a possible opportunity for Perdue to close the polling gap by raising awareness of Trump's support. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.